This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Christian Crusaders Radio and Internet Ministry extends a heartfelt welcome to each of our listeners. The Reverend Steve Kramer will be conducting today's service. Stay tuned following the service for information on ordering CDs and printed copies of today's sermon. Please join us on this station at this time every Sunday for worship with us.
As we step into another new year, we typically make resolutions like I'm going to quit smoking or I'm going to lose some weight and so on, and all of these are fine and good. But our reading for today serves as a helpful resolution guide for the child of God who wants to stand strong in all circumstances of life. Let's pray. O Lord God, you have been so faithful over the years. Your entire history in the Bible is a story of faithfulness on your part. We praise you and bless you for your steadfast love and mercy. In this new year, Lord, help us to remember that we are never alone, no matter what the circumstance, and we can rely on your faithfulness. Help us, Lord, to not forget that. Amen. Have a wonderful reading for you this day from the book of Psalms, Psalm 115. Not to us, O Lord, not to us, but to your name give glory, for the sake of your steadfast love and your faithfulness. Why should the nations say, "Where's their God?" Our God is in the heavens. He does whatever he pleases. Their idols are silver and gold, the work of human hands. They have mouths but do not speak, eyes but do not see. They have ears but do not hear, noses but do not smell. They have hands but do not feel, feet but do not walk. They make no sound in their throats. Those who make them are like them. So are all who trust in them. O Israel, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. O house of Aaron, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. You who fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. The Lord has been mindful of us. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless those who fear the Lord, both small and great. Now may the Lord give you increase, both you and your children. May you be blessed by the Lord, who made heaven and earth. The heavens are the Lord's heavens, but the earth he has given to human beings. The dead don't praise the Lord, nor do any that go down into silence. But we will bless the Lord from this time on and forevermore. Praise the Lord. Here ends the reading.
My God, how wonderful thou art, thy majesty how bright. How beautiful thy mercy seat in depths of burning light. How wonderful, how beautiful the sight of thee must be. Thine endless wisdom, boundless power, and awesome purity. No earthly father loves like thee, no mother e'er so mild. Bears and forbears as thou hast done with me, thy sinful child. Yet I may love thee too, O Lord, almighty as thou art. For thou hast stooped to ask of me the love of my poor heart. My God, how wonderful thou art, thou everlasting friend. On thee I stay my trusting heart, till faith in vision end.
Dear friends, a few weeks ago, I took my daughter Martha to a restaurant for a brunch after church services. We went into the restaurant saw a few people from our church that had attended that day, as well as some community people that we knew, and we greeted them. Then we sat down and we ordered our meal, delicious meal. When it came time for us to pay for the meal that we'd ordered, I went up to the cashier's desk and asked, I need my bill. And she looked at me and she said with a smile, don't worry about it, you're covered. I thought to myself, well, who would have done that? And so I asked her, I said, who bought our meal? Who covered for us? She said, they made me promise not to tell you. Anyway, have a good day. You're covered. Every once in a while when I need to go out of town and I'm concerned about who will watch over the congregation while I'm gone, I have an associate. And I've found that I can trust him to cover for me. He does a really nice job. Sometimes when we're watching a movie about a battle or something, one of the soldiers will say to the other soldier, I'm going over on the other side, cover me. And the guy will say, I've got you covered. Today, the Holy Spirit has a song for us that I've entitled, You're Covered. It's meant to be a word of encouragement to God's people. The people of Israel needed these words. So someone inspired by the Holy Spirit gave them a song that has some powerful lyrics that was to pick them up. Their hopes were at times at a low ebb. They were kind of the small kid on the block, and there were some rather big bullies on that same block, like the Assyrians and the Babylonians and other nations that pushed them around in many times during their history. Oftentimes when they pushed them around, they would also make fun of Israel's God and say, where's this God of yours? We can't look at him like we look at our gods. And so this song today begins with a confident prayer of faith to God saying, not to us, but to your name, meaning your person, give glory for the sake of your steadfast love and your faithfulness. There's covenant language being used there, steadfast love and faithfulness. In other words, what they are saying, what the songwriter is saying is, these nations are poking fun at you, God, and we love you and we trust you. Shut them up and show them that you're our God. You can do that. The first verse of the song then is a prayer of faith. Lord, show these people that you are the real deal. And then he goes on to say in the next verse, you know, they claim to have their gods, but the truth is there is but one God. Our God is the one and only God. He's in the heavens, and he does what he pleases. He says, look at their gods, their idols that are made of silver and gold, shaped by a human hand. They have mouths they don't speak, eyes they don't see, ears that don't listen, noses that don't smell, hands that do not feel, feet but don't walk, no sound in their throats. And those who make them are just like them, dead, lifeless, and so are all who put their trust in them. They also are dead and lifeless. There's but one God to place one's faith in. Now, in our world today, we say in response to reading something like this, well, we don't have any idols in our backyard. Maybe if you went down to Haiti and where there's voodoo or over in some of the cultures in other parts of the world, you might see a few statues, but I don't have one of those in my backyard. The truth is, though, that we oftentimes have a tendency to make idols of all kinds of things. They may not be wooden or silver or gold. Sometimes our idols, for instance, are ourselves. We put ourselves at the very center of the world. Our number one concern might be what's good for me. It's basically worshiping an idol, me, becoming like God. Oftentimes, we kid ourselves into thinking, well, as we're facing a situation, if it's to be, it's up to me. I've got the smarts, I've got the intellectual skills and so on to take care of this problem. And we forget that we are not as smart as we think we are. Idol worship. Sometimes we worship the ground that other people walk upon. We idolize them. We can see that they can, in our minds, that they can do no wrong, and what they say can be trusted wholeheartedly and should be. Sometimes those other people might be our parents, for instance. We work so hard at getting their approval, and our need for affirmation becomes kind of an idol. And so we find ourselves just bending over backwards, almost breaking ourselves in half, trying to gain their approval. Sometimes it's material possessions that can take over our lives, like the rich young ruler who came to Jesus saying, how do I have eternal life? And Jesus said, sell all you own and follow me. And he went away because he was very sad. Sometimes we see sports and leisure activities become idols in people's lives, as that becomes the number one thing that people will pay attention to. The songwriter is saying these things are nothing but dead, lifeless things that cannot give us life or help us. And so then the songwriter turns to, since those things don't work, then trust in the Lord who is for real. And he says, trust in the Lord, Israel. Trust in the Lord, house of Aaron. Trust in the Lord, all you who fear the Lord. Three times, trust in the Lord, trust in the Lord, trust in the Lord. It's as if he's saying, hey, I don't want you to miss this. Trust in the Lord. To trust in the Lord is to lean on him, to surrender everything to his care, to actually be willing to declare dependence, total dependence on him, and say, Lord, I don't have all the answers. I'm feeling this helplessness about me. Lord, I'm trusting you with this situation. I'm trusting you with my marriage. I'm trusting you with my business. Trust in the Lord. And then he goes on to say, why should I trust in the Lord? Because the Lord is our help and our shield. When he calls the Lord our help, he's talking in terms of he's the one who comes alongside and helps us to do what we cannot possibly do on our own. Sometimes we think that we can do all things, but we can't without God's strength. I came across a wonderful little story that I clipped out and shared with my congregation a while back. It goes like this, written by a pastor. He says, when I started a church in Los Angeles County, California, I found that I was overwhelmed with pressure and stress. I was working more than 70 hours a week. My wife would ask me to take a day off, and I'd say, I can't. I wasn't sleeping at night, and I started to take sleeping pills. When the church was about a year old, I woke up in the night, and I had this strange sense that God was laughing at me. As I lay in bed, I wondered, why is God laughing at me? It would take 5 years before I finally got an answer to that question I asked. Here's how it happened. When we moved into our current house, I saved the heaviest piece of furniture for last, the desk from my office. As I was pushing and pulling the desk with all my might, my 4-year-old son came over and asked if he could help me. So together we started sliding it across the floor. He was pushing and grunting as we inched our way along. After a few minutes, my boy stopped pushing, looked up at me, and said, Dad, you're in my way! And then he tried to push the desk by himself. Of course, it didn't budge. Then I realized that he thought he was actually doing all the work instead of me. I couldn't help but laugh. And the moment I started laughing at my son's comment, I recalled that middle-of-the-night incident, and I realized why God was laughing at me. I thought I was pushing the desk. I know that's ridiculous, but instead of recognizing God's power and strength, I started to think it all depended upon me. We need help. God is your help. Lean on him. And he's our shield. The shield was something that was used to cover the soldier, battle equipment, covering them to protect them. And sometimes we face life's battles, we talk about them. How's the battle going? We face spiritual battles and personal attacks and anxiety caused by circumstances. What the songwriter is reminding us of today is as we face those things that are being shot in our direction, we're covered. God stands there, and he's our cover as we face those particular attacks upon us. He's your help. He's your shield. God says to you this day in this passage, dear friends, I've got you covered. I really believe, as we think about being our help and our cover, that as he says, trust in the Lord, he's saying, surrender. Hand it over to God in prayer. Pray all the time. It's a call to prayer. Can I ask you a question today? Is prayer your steering wheel or your spare tire? Because God gave us this wonderful resource to carry us through any circumstance in life so that he can be that help and that cover in your life. That's what we're being called to today, to entrust ourselves in prayer to God's help and God's covering. He then goes on to say in his song, look back. The Lord has been mindful of us. Look at all the things that He's done for us as a people. And of course, they're going to remember the Exodus and how God led them through the wilderness and how God protected them and how God gave them victory in the battle to take the promised land and how God provided for them and continued to show patience with them even when they would sin against God. We ourselves can look back and go, look at the blessings, how He has blessed us in the past, how He has been mindful of us through the person of His Son, Jesus Christ, through the giving of the Holy Spirit, how He's come through for us even in this past year as we look at various circumstances in our life. We remember God was there. It always seems to be when we look back, we go, oh yeah, He really was there. He was covering for us. And then He goes on to say, remember, as you're looking back, God will bless you. Three times again, He says it. God will bless you, Israel. God will bless you, house of Aaron. God will bless you, those who believe in God. And then He gives this benediction. May God give you increase. And your children, may you be blessed by the Lord who made the heaven and the earth. And then He ends His song by saying, why don't we spend the rest of our days praising God? Because someday we're going to take our last breath, He says. And when dead people die, they can't praise Him anymore. They didn't have the promise of heaven, I guess, back like we do today through Jesus. He says, use the time that you have on this earth to confidently focus upon your God and praise Him for the rest of your days. Now, you may wonder, nice song, nice thoughts, but how can I be sure this isn't just a lot of religious wishful thinking, that I really am covered? I invite you to look at the cross of Jesus Christ, because at that cross, God in His love for us had His Son crucified to cover us, to cover our sins, to cover the distance between God and humanity caused by our sinfulness. He's covered our way into His heaven. As we receive Jesus into our lives, this God can be counted on, because we know we can count on Him, because every time we look at that cross, it's like He's saying to us, look at how I've covered you. Look at how I've covered you with my grace. Put your trust in me. We're looking into a new year. And as we look into this new year, we don't know what's coming. But there's something that we can know and hang on to, that this God has got us covered. This God who has revealed Himself to us through His Son, Jesus, is a faithful God who has us covered, and we can count on Him. And as you're making your resolutions for next year, child of God, here's a resolution to make. I'm going to make a resolution to trust God and every day talk to Him about what's going on in my life and give it over to His care and leading. And I'm going to make this a year of praise. I'm going to be regularly worshiping Him, putting my focus back on Him, and confidently praising Him with all that is within me. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, good news, good news. You and I are covered. Amen.
The King of love, my shepherd is, whose goodness faileth never. I nothing lack if I am His, and He is mine forever. Where streams of living water flow, my ransomed soul He leadeth, and where the verdant pastures grow, with food celestial feedeth. Thank you.
comfort still, thy cross before to guide me.
Thou spreadst a table in my sight, thine unction grace bestoweth, and oh, what transport of delight from thy pure chalice pour.
And so through all the length of days, thy goodness faileth never. Good Shepherd, may I sing thy praise within thy house forever. Good Shepherd, may I sing thy praise within thy house forever.
Heavenly Father, thank you for reminding us this day that you are faithful and true, that you are our help and our shield, and that you've got us covered, and you promise to keep walking with us the rest of our days. You know how forgetful we can be sometimes, Lord. Help us to remember that you are our Heavenly Father, that you are available, and you are reliable. In the precious name of Jesus, we ask this. Amen.
You have been worshiping today with Christian Crusaders Radio and Internet Ministry. May today's gospel message comfort and guide you as you walk in fellowship with the Lord. Christian Crusaders is a nonprofit ministry supported entirely by the gifts and prayers of our listening family. Each gift helps us proclaim the gospel message. We thank you, our listeners, for your generous support. For your convenience, we now accept credit card donations by phone. You can call us at 1-888-MY-FAITH. That's 1-888-693-2484. If you would like to join our mailing list and receive our free quarterly newsletter featuring special articles written by Reverend Larson and Reverend Kramer, call or email us at info@christiancrusaders.org. CDs and printed copies of today's sermon are available by calling 1-888-MY-FAITH. That's 1-888-693-2484. You may also direct your request to Christian Crusaders, P.O. Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa, 50613. Conducting today's service was our radio speaker, the Reverend Steve Kramer, Senior Pastor of Shepherd of the Valley Lutheran Church in Afton, Minnesota, and Associate Speaker on Christian Crusaders, now in its 75th year of continuous Sunday worship broadcasting.